Tuesday afternoon, we're going to go over to Lydia Rebine's home here in Madison, and she's doing the Madison Library Show from her house again today, social distancing, Lydia.
Yeah, it's turning into a habit, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, let's break this habit pretty soon.
I wish. Yeah, that'd be nice for everybody's sake. Things could go back to some form of normal, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is, that's right. Well, you got some news for us from the Madison Library?
Yes, and really specifically, I guess I've got some news from the Dawson Library. So, some of the Pioneer Libraries, some, not all, are going to start doing curbside pickup of materials. And Dawson is one of the libraries that is going to be doing that. In fact, they started, I think, yesterday taking requests. That was their first day, and I think today will be their first day of actually doing curbside. So what this is that people can use the website to place holds or call the library to request items. A librarian gets them together, and then when everything is ready, you get a phone call and come to the library and pick your stuff up outside. So some Pioneerland libraries have elected to do this. Dawson was one that did. Madison and Canby have not. Of course, in a lot of towns, the library buildings are owned by the city, so at the end of the day, that's their choice. And in Canby and Madison, the cities made the decision that that was not best for their communities to start doing that right now. So for right now, Madison and Canby are still completely closed, but Dawson will be offering this service. So you still cannot go into the library, and it's not in like a sort of an instantaneous thing where you can just call and have somebody run something out. There is quite a bit of work that goes into it in the library to get things ready. So you do have to call in, let us know what you want, and then we schedule a time when it'll be ready. So okay, it's not perfect, but it does allow Dawson to serve their patrons and get some stuff to them while trying to keep everybody still as safe as they can. Okay. So they have started doing that. So the process for that, and one other thing I should step back and mention that MinLink, which I know a lot of our patrons use, and that is the system which allows Pioneerland libraries like Madison, Dawson, Canby to request items from other systems, say from Hennepin County or from Viking, one of those other library systems, that is still not in operation. So you can request items, but only from our 32 Pioneerland libraries, which is still, you know, a very large collection of stuff. But for right now, we cannot get items from systems outside of Pioneerland. You have to choose your items just from that Pioneerland library card catalog or website. So, but they can go on to that website, which is pioneerland.lib.mn.us. They can search our catalog, request items. If they have not done this before, if they've never gone on and set up a password for their account, what they do is they go to My Account, and then they will enter the barcode off of their library card, their first and last name, and then they enter what they want their password to be. So if you've never set it up before, if you're brand new to it, you're going to be putting in what you would like your password to be. And then it'll bring up another page that will confirm that, yes, this is the password you want to use. And then you will be ready to request items on that website. And when you go on, you'll request an item. They'll want to make sure that if they, you know, they want to get these items, they'll have to make sure they're requesting Dawson as their pickup point, you know, or if they were in, say, another Pioneerland library, somebody's listening from another library that's offering curbside, you would want to make sure you're selecting that library, because otherwise it's not going to, you know, do you any good, because if the places aren't open, they can't fill the holds. So In the case of Dawson patrons, make sure you've got Dawson selected as your pickup location. Or if they don't want to use the website, aren't able to use the website, don't have internet at home, they can call the library at 320-769-2069 to talk to somebody on the phone. And then can go over the items that they want to request. Have your library card handy because you're going to need that number to confirm who you are. But then the librarians will go through, they will pick out the items, be it on the website that you requested them or you called in, they'll go through, they'll pick all of those items and then contact you when it's ready and arrange for a time to pick up. So you guys will kind of go through a time range of when they're offering those pickup services and find somewhere in there that works for both the patron and the library. To do that pickup. Then you come to the library at that time. They'll have a designated parking spot. You will call them again at 320-769-2069 to let them know you're there. And then they come out. They'll place the items outside. You need to wait until the librarian has put the stuff down and gone back in because it's no contact. That's the whole idea, is we're minimizing contact. And then once they have deposited your items and gone back inside the library, then you can come and get that stuff and take it home. So
Okay. That's
kind of how the curbside pickup will work. We're not taking, like, returns curbside. If you're going to return anything, it has to be in the drop box.
Okay.
You can't just hand it off to the librarian. So,
right.
And when we get items back, of course, we're trying to be very careful there also. Anything that comes back is getting quarantined by itself for 72 hours before anything is done with it. So you may see, too, where you have, you know, returned an item and, you know, say on Tuesday, and on Wednesday it still shows it's checked out to you, and that's because it's still in quarantine. But we're keeping track of when things were returned, and as of right now, all of those due dates have still been extended out to May 30th, so you really don't have to worry about that regardless. But
Okay. We
didn't miss it if it's still showing up on your account. It's just that it's still in quarantine, so it hasn't been checked in quite yet.
Right.
And the other thing I forgot to mention, I did say that when you call in, you'll need to have your library card number. Also, bring your library card with you when you come to pick the items up, because when you call in to say you're there, they're going to ask you to confirm again, I believe, the last four digits of your barcode number, just so we know we're not getting people mixed up and, you know, not getting anybody's accounts crossed, because we don't ever want to have that happen.
Right.
So that's kind of pickup and drop-off. If you do have a fine, so when we closed, when all the Pioneerland libraries closed, fines were frozen. So nobody can be incurring fines right now. The fines were frozen. The due dates have been extended out to May 30th. But it could be that, you know, before all of this happened, you have a fine on there that you want to pay. We're not handling money right now at all. So if you want to pay your fine, you'll need to mail a check to your library. That's the only way to pay fines right now.
Okay.
Is to mail a check to the library. I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anything, any details that would be helpful.
Yep.
I think that's the majority of it. I guess the other thing would be, too, to remember, even though it is curbside and we're trying to be no contact, really, please, if you or anybody in your household isn't feeling well, don't use even the curbside. It's just, you know, an added risk. And if you have, you or yourself, someone in your household isn't feeling well, we're asking that you don't return any items. If that's the case, just call us and, you know, we can extend the due dates out again, but we don't want to take that risk either, that, you know,
Yep. Somebody
in your household is feeling well, might have the virus, and then things get returned that could be contaminated.
Okay.
So give us a ring and we'll fix those due dates for you. Although, again, for right now, they're all extended out to May 30th, so it shouldn't be a concern for the moment. as for Madison and Camby, you know, we'll just take it as it goes. I know we're going to be hearing more information from the governor as time goes by here. And I'm sure the cities will be going by that and trying to take the state's advice as best they can. So we'll just have to wait and see how things develop. I'm sure eventually Madison and Camby will also get a curbside service going of some similar fashion. Our drop boxes are open, so if you want to return things in Madison and Camby, you can do that. But again, the due dates have been extended out, so you don't necessarily have to worry about that right now. Okay. But yeah, so curbside in Dawson, it'll be kind of an interesting experiment to see how that goes. Of course, inside, the staff, still, if there's more than one staff person, they have to keep 6 feet apart from each other. They need to wear their masks, so there's a lot of precautions going on inside the library, too, to try and keep the patrons safe, and that makes everything a little more complicated and makes things take a little bit longer when filling holds and things, which is why they really have to work kind of by appointment in a way.
All right, Lydia, let's be clear. What libraries are doing curbside and what libraries are not?
I don't have that full list.
Okay.
It's kind of a mix. Some cities have chosen to do it, some have not. But as of our little area, the three libraries that I'm associated with, Dawson is doing it. Madison and Canby are not.
Okay.
I would encourage you, if you use another home library, to go onto their website or their Facebook page, and if they are doing curbside, they'll have something posted on there. And if you don't know your library's website, all of the Pioneerland libraries have almost the same website address. So ours is madison.lib.mn.us. You just switch out the name of the town. So if you change that to, say, hutchinson.lib.mn.us, you would get their website.
Okay.
So go on to those websites and, yeah, see if your library is offering the same thing. Some are, some aren't. It's just a little bit of a different situation for everybody deciding, you know, depending on what the communities have decided. So.
Okay, Lydia, thank you very much for informing us on what's happening or not happening at the local libraries. Appreciate it.
Yes, always good to chat, Paul.
Yeah, hopefully we can chat face-to-face pretty soon.
Hopefully.
All right, thanks, Lydia.
Thanks, Paul.
Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.